سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعزنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين، اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا، وهم مهتدون. وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون. أأتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغني عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون. إني إذا لفي ضلال مبين. إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعون. قيل ادخل الجنة، قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون. بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers and those that are listening over the receivers, Allah grant us sincerity in the little good that we do. Whether one person sit for the program or many people sit, our intention is Allah must get happy, Allah must accept it. And whoever listens to the recordings, Allah must make them benefit and make us all to become better Muslims. We discussed the beginning verses of Surah Yasin. We're carrying on for a few weeks. And we came with that for that section where Allah Ta'ala sent two Nabis, two messengers to a town to remind the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship one Allah Ta'ala only. And the people, out of pride and arrogance, did not listen to both the messengers. Allah sent a third messenger. And these people, out of pride and arrogance, did not listen to the third messenger also. But these messengers were saying things that were good. They don't worship idols or anything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not ascribe partners to Allah, do not commit shirk. So there was a person, وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلُ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. A person came from the corner of the town and he told the people that these messengers are speaking the truth. You follow them, you listen to them, you'll get Jannah, paradise. And if you don't have Iman on Allah, you don't believe in the life after death, and you don't refrain from worshipping anything else besides Allah, you'll end up in Jahannam. And that person also told them, اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون. The level of sincerity of these messengers are that they're not asking for any financial help or any gold, diamond, or any worldly benefit. They are sincerely giving the invitation for the people to become better Muslims and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today also, whoever do the work of deen, Allah grant us sincerity and acceptance. We don't do it for name and fame. Allah must accept it. Undoubtedly, our respected ulama kiram and ustads of the madrasas, imam of the masjids, who are full-time serving the community for 6, 7, 8 hours of the day. We need to give them a reasonable salary so that with undivided attention and focus on educating us, focus on the responsibilities of teaching our children, doing imamat, etc. So we need to give a reasonable salary to our imams and our respected ulama and ustads. But besides that, whatever we can do sincerely for the sake of Allah, that Allah knows what we are doing. La riya'a wa la sum'a. And we read, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna ya mulana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Whatever little good actions we are doing, Allah must accept it and reward us in the akhirat. Then that person is explaining to his people, وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Why should I not worship the one who has created me and created all of us, and to whom you all shall return? We all shall return. We are all the creation of Allah. When a Muslim couple gets married, that Allah will give them the child. It is Allah that makes the mother pregnant. Some people are married that they don't have children. So it is the command of Allah that a baby is born. And different stages of our life we go. A baby, they become a boy or a girl. They become teenagers, then we become adults, etc. From the age of 14, 15, when we reach the age of puberty, that all the commands of Allah become compulsory upon us. Salah is compulsory. Fasting, the month of Ramadan, is compulsory. If we have wealth in our bank account that excess the nisab of zakat after paying our debts, etc., pay 2.5% zakat, and once in a lifetime go for hajj, which is compulsory, Allah makes it easy. أَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِي آلِهَةً إِن يُرِدْنِ الرَّحْمَنُ بِضُرِّ لَا تُغْنِي عَنِّي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُنْقِذُونَ. Why should I take another as deity besides Allah? If Allah ar-Rahman intends any harm to reach me, the intercession will not help me in the least, nor can they rescue me. I would then surely be in manifest deviation. I have certain belief in your Rabb, so listen to me. When this person spoke to them about Allah and the greatness of Allah, that good and bad is all from Allah, taqdeer. If Allah desires a certain thing to happen to me, it will happen. And if Allah desires something not to happen, it won't happen. And it so happened out of arrogance and pride, those people, they hit this person. They hit him. Some say his name was Habib and his profession was a carpenter. You say Najjar, Habib Najjar, his name was. But his sincerity was such, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentions that the people hit this person so mercilessly that his body and his stomach, the intestines of his stomach was taken out. That was mercilessly they made him shaheed. But he gave his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala gave him the glad tidings. قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قُومِ يَعْلَمُونَ. Outwardly they assassinated this person, made him shaheed. But Allah gave him the glad tidings of Jannah. And says, so nice if my people only come to know what rewards Allah has given me. And bima ghafara li rabbi wa ja'alani min al-mukramin. Allah Ta'ala has forgiven me and Allah has made me among the honored people. Who are the honored people? Those that will be deserving to go to Jannah. May Allah make us among them. Today also we have our respected ulama kiram, the imams of our masjids, at various public platforms, especially the program that take place in the masjids on a Friday Jummah platform, or during the course of the week, we are visiting guests, etc. take part in these programs and sincerely have love for the pious personalities, they're saying, أحب الصالحين ولست منهم. اللهم رزقنا الصلاح. I love the pious, but I am not a pious. Be humble. We are head to toe full of sins. فَلَا تُزَقُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَعَلَمُوا بِمَنِ اتَّقَعُ. We cannot claim to be pious. Allah the knowledge knows. But we love the pious. May Allah put some of the qualities of the pious in us. الْمَرْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَبَّ. A person will be with whom he had love in this world. And during the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when the early Muslims of Makkah, our beloved Rasulullah sallam, Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Usman radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu, and the other great Sahaba, when they were being persecuted by the non-Muslims in Makkah Mukarrama, Allah ordered Nabi Sallallahu and the Sahaba to make Hijrah. And as Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu accompanied Rasulullah on the journey of Hijrah, and when Rasulullah reached there, he first Masjid al-Taqwa, Masjid al-Quba. And the people of Medina, they assisted the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Muhajirin. The early Muslims that migrated from Mecca to Medina, known as the Muhajirin. And the early Muslim Medina, known as Ansar, the helpers. So when Hijrat and Nusrat comes together, deen spread. And from Medina, Munawwara, the Sahabas traveled different towns, different cities, and different countries. And with their traveling, Alhamdulillah, Islam spread to the four corners of the world. And the wonderful character of the Muslims, that they make nikah, they don't promote prostitution, immorality, etc. They don't drink alcohol. Honest in the monastery dealings, etc. When people seen the good character, they were attracted towards Islam. And today also, inshallah, may Allah give us those wonderful qualities that will attract the non-Muslims towards Islam and towards deen. Whatever we do, the sincerity of intent is of utmost importance. One person, one Maulana, or one pious personality, or one Imam of the Masjid cannot be in every Masjid or every town or every city, country of the world. So we make dua, Ya Allah, assist the ulama and the pious personalities of different towns, different cities, different countries. And you establish the afternoon maktab madrasas, establish Hifz al-Quran classes. And most important is, must have sincere love and respect for all the authentic sunnah teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Month of Rabiul Awwal, we just express our love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One is males to have a sunnah, one fasl and beard. Promote libas al-taqwa, kurta, topi, hat, the long kurta and trousers to be above our ankles. Use a miswak during wuzu. And we enter the masjid with the right foot, exit with the left foot. We go to the toilet, bathroom, enter with the left foot, come out with the right foot. The simple teachings of Rasulullah we put in our life. Before eating, we wash our hands. We recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, or Bismillah awwalahu wa akhiruhu, Bismillah wa ala barakatillah. We read a little bit loudly, so those that are sitting with us, the children and the family members, they will also be reminded. And how beautiful our deen is. Even drinking water, we must sit and drink water. See, there's no dirt inside. Drink it in three sips. And the dua, Alhamdulillahi allazi saqana azban furatam birahmatihi walam yaj'alhu milhan ujajam bizunubina. All praises to Allah has given us sweet water to drink and not make it salty because of our sins. Now the lesson to take is that from how Habib al-Najjar, he went to assist those messengers and the people hit him and made him shaheed. Today also, anybody doing the effort of deen, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِسْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Assist in good actions that will make Allah happy, will make Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam happy. and not assist in sins and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever good people started doing after your encouragement, the reward of other people's good action also will get. And if we assisted in sins and disobedience to Allah, then the sins of others could also come onto our shoulders. May Allah protect us. That is why we must always make mashra with the ulama and the imams of our masjid if we intend to do something for the community or something in the name of Islam. The ulama will give us guidance, inshallah, especially the female, they like to do community work. It must be done with the permission of the mahram. They must dress Islamically, and they cannot travel 78 kilometers or more without a mahram. And they want, we must have that, I want my reward from Allah Ta'ala. We don't have to advertise our good work on the radio stations and the various public platforms. We want Allah to know about it, and Allah must reward us, inshallah al-Aziz. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.